Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Wednesday edition, the second day of August 2006. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. We have Ralph Schoeman joining us. This guy has literally been all over the world and seen government black op operations close up. He has lived in Palestinian refugee camps, and he'll be giving us a eyewitness view of exactly the type of things that go on over there on a regular basis coming up in the second hour today. Israel has launched its deepest Lebanon strikes yet. This from the Associated Press. Israel launched its deepest ground strike into Lebanon on Wednesday, claiming it killed 10 Hezbollah guerrillas and captured 5 in the northeast city of Baalbek, if I'm pronouncing that right, while nearby air raids killed at least 15 civilians. So that means that Israel has ground forces now in the northeast of Lebanon. Amazing. And so they're talking about going all the way up to the border of Syria. Obviously, Syria now yesterday going to its highest alert and saying prepare for battle. Israeli warplanes attacked a Lebanese army base in the southern part of the country, killing 3 soldiers, a security official said. Hezbollah guerrillas hit back, firing at least 150 rockets at towns across northern Israel, killing 1 person and wounding at least 17, Israeli police stated. More on this after the break on what the Israelis are doing in the Hezbollah bombardment. That's puny as usual. Iran is saying it will not bow to threats if it's in its nuclear standoff. Ahmadinejad is saying, President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad vowed last night that Iran will not bow to the language of force and threats a day after UN Security Council ordered the country to halt sensitive nuclear work. The big news, a 9/11 panel suspected deception by the Pentagon. This from the Washington Post. Allegations brought to Inspector General, they were considering criminal charges for cover-ups. That grabs your attention, and then you find out what the supposed sensitive info in the cover-up is, and it's that the Pentagon and NORAD screwed up on 9/11. No, they didn't screw up, and now they've released more of the NORAD tapes. There were literally hundreds of hours from all the different NORAD bases and FAA bases, and thousands of feet of tape and digital recordings were ordered, destroyed, and, quote, put in different waste paper baskets. And so now, almost 5 years later, they released this new little bunching of tidbits, these little giblets. We've been caught covering up. And then you find out the cover-up is they screwed up. So, see, they're falling back on that. And they even say in the Washington Post and Vanity Fair articles today on this subject that, oh, well, this is why the conspiracy theorists think the government did it, but now the tapes released show the government did it. It didn't do it. It just shows that they're a bunch of idiots. And it was easy to predict they would do this as we continued to expose their criminal activities on 9/11. This is the same government that releases fake cell phone calls that are impossible from the supposed hijacked planes, the same government that releases fake fat bin Laden videotapes and re-edits old bin Laden videotapes, the same people that plant fake news in the tune of billions of dollars in our media. So we'll get into that and play some clips from the News Select. They released just maybe 15 minutes of tapes of the hundreds of hours of chatter they've got. They've selectively grabbed NORAD controllers who weren't part of the 9/11 attacks, who are confused, who think it's part of the, quote, exercise. But there's the discussions of the CIA NORAD exercises hidden in plain view, which do point towards government involvement. But the media is in overdrive spinning all of this. We'll decipher it on the other side.
It's
6 year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right. Thank you for joining us. Ralph Shulman, who's lived in the Palestinian refugee camps when they've been under bombardment, who has witnessed the civilians being deliberately targeted, will be joining us coming up in the second hour. In the third hour today, I'm going to play the complete NORAD clips that have been released. I guess it's about 15 minutes or so. I'm going to attempt to play all of those in the third hour and a more balanced interview that a local television station up in Minnesota did with Kevin Barrett, the Wisconsin professor who they're trying to drum out of his professorship to create a chilling effect to set the precedent to fire anyone that goes against the religious dogma of the official 9/11 conspiracy theory. So the third hour is going to be very important, and we'll intersperse those clips with your calls. There is a huge whitewash going on right now with the federal government releasing very select clips from NORAD. Remember, there's NORAD bases and FAA bases and communications with NORAD all over the country. They ordered hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of tapes and digital recordings to be destroyed, which was illegal, and to break them up and put them in different pieces and different waste paper baskets. That's the memos. They ordered the data recorders, the flight recorders that were found at all the crash sites to be hidden, and those that found them in the rescue teams to shut up and not to tell anyone that they saw them. They have produced fake cell phone calls, which are clearly fake, from some of the aircraft. The same folks that, again, bring you the fat bin Laden and they did a voice print. It isn't Bin Laden taking credit for 9/11. It's the same government that spent $1.6 billion illegally in the last 2 years on fake newscasts and $118 million separately with the Pentagon with fake letters to the editor. $118 million program for fake letters to the editor. Okay, so we have a government, and I could go on for hours listing all the examples of the lies, the propaganda, premeditatedly lying to you. Well, I listened to these tapes, and a few of these clips had already actually been released. Vanity Fair is claiming this is all brand new. One of the clips is actually in my film, Martial Law, but now they've released more of the, in total, hundreds of hours, because you've got NORAD and FAA discussions going on for 3 hours total during the attacks and in the aftermath, and again, hundreds of different installations. So it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours, and so they take a few clips from real installations that are confused, that don't know what's going on, that think it's, quote, part of the CIA drills, part of the NORAD drills, and who are confused, and then they announce the headline, oh, people covered up at the Pentagon, NORAD covered up how they screwed up. We're considering criminal charges. And now they'll probably at least discuss or maybe even haul up a few low-level NORAD controllers who were compartmentalized and didn't know this was being orchestrated from the bowels of the private-slash-corporate government intelligence agencies. And this just happens over and over again. It's like the Abu Ghraib torture and the torture going on in all those other camps in Iraq. Every wing where the torture was going on, regular military officers weren't allowed in those areas. Private contractors and CIA-slash-Mossad controllers, this is all admitted now, would control military police who had been specifically hired out of U.S. prisons who'd been fired for torturing, raping, and abusing. That's mainstream news. Washington Post, you name it. They go hire sickos off their files. They bring them there. They do all this torture. And then when it starts coming out, General Janice Karpinski, who didn't go along with it, they try to burn her and blame her with it, knowing then when she gets investigated, she'll be found not guilty because, of course, she knew nothing about it, as she testified on this broadcast when she first went public, what, 6 months ago or so, that she wasn't even allowed in the wings of those prisons. So they'll try to burn some innocent NORAD employees and some innocent military people. They'll try to, it's just so sick. And then, oh, yeah, no wonder the conspiracy theorists thought it was an inside job, because NORAD screwed up so bad. Vanity Fair, the Washington Post are saying, this explains, the public can't believe it took hours and hours to get planes up, but now this explains it all. Oh, now we understand. Now it's all explained. And they even say in one of these articles that this is being released for the conspiracy theorists, because we're gaining so much ground. Lee Hamilton is in a major newspaper, Newswire yesterday, one of the chairmen of the 9/11 Whitewash Commission, saying that he's surprised that so many people think it's an inside job and that it is spreading and that there's all-time mistrust of the government and they've got a real problem. You bet you do. You bet you've got a real problem, buddy. All right, so that's all coming up. In the third hour, I will play all of the FAA tapes that they've released. We have links to them up on Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com right now, the Vanity Fair article, but we'll play them here on air in the third hour. Right now, before I get into more detail on this and read part of the Vanity Fair article and the Washington Post headline, 9/11 panel, suspected deception by Pentagon, before we do that, let's go ahead and roll the first 3 minutes that they have released. Here it is.
What?
Can you guys feed that to me so I can hear it, please?
Is that real world?
Stop there. Stop right now. Let's start over because I need to add this to begin with. I need to add something here at the start to begin with. You notice here that, what is it, three separate times, just in the first few minutes, they keep saying, is this part of an exercise? Is this real world? Is this the exercise? Is this real? And then all throughout this, it takes them a long time to figure out, because the CIA, through the Pentagon Protective Service, was running a drill of hijacked jets flying in to the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, CIA headquarters, White House, and Capitol Hill. Now imagine the biggest war game of its type ever. At that exact same time that morning, same thing in Oklahoma City, BATF is running a drill of the building being bombed as it happens, police and FBI on record. That is in major newspapers, L.A. Times, Daily Oklahoman. It's in my films. Running drills at the exact same time the Alfred P. Murrah building is bombed on April 19th at 9:01 a.m. in 1995, 11 years ago. Now, we expand from there. We have the Visor Consultants with the former head of Scotland Yard that heads it up, Peter Power, being hired to run drills. Being hired to run drills at the exact same train stations at the exact same time that they were bombed. Now, we did a mathematical equation on that with one of our people that we work with who does actuaries for insurance companies, and it is multiple tetragillions. What is it, 43-something tetragillion? Tetragillion, ladies and gentlemen, has 43 zeros. It's totally impossible. And then on 9/11, of course, this happened, and this happened. So in the Bali bombing, the military forces were doing, quote, drills, and now it's come out in Australian papers that the government supplied the bombs. It's the same story every single time. Madrid bombing, same thing, running anti-terror drills at the time that the trains get blown up. It's always drills, because that's the cover. In case other police agencies or other compartments that aren't terrorists, the majority of our police and military, catch them in the act, oh, it's just part of the drill. Like when the FSB, Federal Security Bureau, in 1999 was caught inside of a fourth Moscow suburb apartment building. Moscow police caught two members of the FSB and three guys in a car outside planting hexagen military-grade explosives on the pillars. They arrested them, and Putin ordered their release as vice president and said it was just a drill. It's always a drill. So let's go ahead and play the first 3 minutes. Here it is.
What?
Whoa.
What was that?
Not real world.
Real world magic.
Cool.
Real?
Major Nisipanin, you're needed in Ops Pronto. Major Nisipanin, you're needed in Ops Pronto. Oh, D-36, I'm can't help you.
Hey, Sergeant Kelly from Lotus Radio.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, I'm getting reports from my train con that there might be a possible hijack.
I'm just hearing the same thing. We're working it right now.
Okay, thanks.
Yep, bye.
Is he inbound to JFK?
We don't know.
You don't know where he is at all?
He's being hijacked. The pilot's having a hard time talking to the... we don't know. We don't know where he's going. He's heading towards Kennedy. He's, like I said, he's like 35 miles north of Kennedy now at 367 knots.
Okay.
No idea where he's going.
If you could please give us a call and let us know, you know, any information, that would be great.
Okay. Right now, I guess we're trying to work on... I guess there's been some threats in the cockpit.
There's been what? I'm sorry.
We'll call you right back as soon as we know more info.
Thank you.
Okay.
Okay, you guys, press on the cockpit. Anyone there?
I've never seen so much real world stuff happen during an exercise. MCC, I don't know where I'm scrambling these guys to. I need a direction, destination.
Okay, I'm going to give you the Z point. It's just north of New York City.
I got this lat long 4115 7436 or 7346.
Head them in that direction.
Copy that.
Hi, sir.
Okay, what we're doing, we're trying to locate this guy. We can't find him via IFF. What we're going to do, we're going to hit up every track within a 25-mile radius of the Z-point that we put on the scope. 29,000 heading 190. We're just going to do, we're going to try to find this guy. They can't find him. There's not getting, there's been supposedly there's threats in the cockpit. So we're just, we're doing the thing.
All right. We'll come back. Now, did you hear that? Did you hear one of the controllers say, I've never seen so much real world during an exercise? That's because during these classified exercises, they have actual government operatives on board planes who go through the motions of hijacking the aircraft. Oh, and it went real this day, didn't it?
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold, in the same time frame, increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know executive orders and other laws have already been passed that can create a legal dictatorship in America? These laws can affect you by seizing all communication media, all electric power, fuel, minerals, food supplies and resources, all farms and farm equipment, all means of transportation, including personal vehicles, total control over all highways, seaports and waterways, seize all American people for workforces. These laws extend to all parts of our life. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
The Bill of Rights is a term for the first 10 amendments of the Constitution, limiting the federal government's power and preserving the rights of the people. Each day, we gradually lose these rights that we are entitled to. We need to take a stand to let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. Today, you can take this stand. You can express your beliefs by wearing a new and innovative t-shirt available only through GCN. Each shirt is black with a redesign of the famous Don't Tread on Me Gadsden flag located on the front of the shirt. On the back is the Bill of Rights, printed in bold white text. Each shirt is $15 plus $7 shipping. Please send a check or money order for $22 along with size and the number of shirts being ordered to Libertees. That's Libertees. 447 Thompson Bay Loop, New Blaine, Arkansas, 72851. Or go to GCNlive.com to view this great shirt today. Sizes XXL and larger at $2. Arkansas residents at 8% sales tax.
Over and over again on these tapes, the government released to Vanity Fair, their little buddy, in the last few weeks. They say, is this real world or part of the exercise? Is this the exercise? Is this the exercise? And I have another FAA tape where they're saying, is this part of the exercise? No, this is real world. And Dick Cheney, the entire time, was in control of those exercises, and he'd taken the power June 1st, a few months before 9/11, away. Excuse me, June 3rd. He had taken the power away for the first time since NORAD was set up in 1957 from the generals, from the admirals, from the colonels, so they couldn't shoot down planes. And so now they've gotten a few clips of a few NORAD controllers, and they're all over the country, and a few FAA controllers having conversations back and forth with each other about trying to get fighters to scramble. Well, the fighters were standing down, and those that were launched were ordered to fly at stall speed, what, 360-something miles an hour for an F-16. This is all on the record. But they know the general public isn't going to research this in-depth enough. They know the general public now knows that something's wrong with the official story. So what do? They just, oh, there was a major cover-up. We considered criminal charges, but we didn't charge anybody at NORAD or the FAA for covering up how they screwed up. So let's play from the middle of that first clip again, where one of the NORAD controllers is there talking about, I've never seen so much real world during an exercise. Like, I can't believe there's all these real hijacked planes, and we're running an exercise of the same thing happening. Go ahead and roll it.
I've never seen so much real world stuff happen during an exercise.
Can you play that one more time for us?
FCC, I don't know where I'm scrambling these guys to. Stuff happened during an exercise.
Again, this, I can't believe this. Yeah, play it again.
I've never seen so much real world stuff happen during an exercise.
And we're going to play everything they've released in the third hour.
I don't know where I'm scrambling these guys to. I need a direction, destination.
Okay, I'm going to give you the Z point. It's just north of New York City.
I got this lat long 4115 7436 or 7346.
Head them in that direction.
Copy that.
Unbelievable.
Hi, sir. Okay, what we're doing, we're trying to locate this guy. We can't find him via IFF. What we're going to do, we're going to hit up every track within a 25-mile radius of the Z point that we put on the scope. 29,000, heading 190. We're just going to do, we're going to try to find this guy. They can't find him. There's been supposedly there's threats in the cockpit. So we're just, we're doing the thing. True. And probably right now, with what's going on in the cockpit, it's probably really crazy, so that probably needs to, that will simmer down and we'll probably get some better information.
Folks, inside of these passenger jetliners, inside the mechanical guts, are the transponders that give each blip on the radar screen a number. But simultaneously, all four transponders turned off with military coordination, something that I've been told by pilots that most pilots don't even know how to turn their transponders off. I mean, it's built in. It's fail-safe. And then, why couldn't they continue to track the planes from the time their transponders went off? Because there were, in some cases, over 45 other blips superimposed on their screens as part of the exercise. Decoys everywhere. So I will repeat. When Russian FSB was caught planting bombs in a fourth building they were going to blow up, they'd blown up three. Members of FSB have now gone public, and high-level government officials have gone public, that Putin, to win the presidency and to have a police state crackdown, was blowing up buildings all over Russia. When they were caught by Moscow police planting the bombs, they said it was part of an exercise. Same thing on 7-7, an exercise of the exact same places, exact same times, being bombed. Impossible. Same thing on 9-11, same thing Oklahoma City, the same MO, the same handbook is used by these intelligence agencies, period. And then they go, oh, there's a major cover-up. That's the headline. 9-11 panel suspected deception by Pentagon. Allegations brought to Inspector General. And then hidden in plain view, they're talking about these exercises. Will the public be sophisticated enough to get it is the question. More on this and all what's happening in Israel with a huge escalation into World War III, possibly, when we get back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hello friends, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Welcome back, my friends. Coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to get into 9/11 panel suspected deception by Pentagon, allegations brought to Inspector General. They considered criminal charges. And Vanity Fair is putting out the same whitewash. You see, the government knows they've lost all credibility, and they also know that people inside the government who weren't part of the attacks, but now are very suspicious because of what they witnessed that day at NORAD, with the drills of the exact same targets being hit at the exact same time, they have to put something out that will sound like they're in trouble, sound like they've been caught in something. Oh, you're right. You caught me. I screwed up. I'm an idiot. I didn't mean to kill her. I accidentally shot her twice in the head. You know, the same stuff criminals tell investigators. This just on a wider, bigger scale. That's coming up. And Israel has launched its deepest Lebanon strike yet, really escalating things. They are now all the way up into the north of the country with ground forces. This is unbelievable. They're trying to provoke World War III, my friends, along with Bush and the British and others. And we'll get into that more later and take your phone calls. And Ralph Showman is joining us the next hour, who's lived in the refugee camps with the Palestinians and others. And we'll just wait till I get to his bio, the things he's witnessed in his life. It's extremely historical and riveting. And in the third hour, I'm going to play about 15 minutes. I'm going to play the entirety of what the government's released of the NORAD tapes. Heard here for the first time on the radio. And several other audio clips as well. Kevin Barrett on a television show where he was really actually able to get some information out about 9/11 being an inside job instead of being screamed at by Sean Hannity. That is coming up in the third hour, and we'll have open phones then as well, too. But right now, I am honored to be joined by Marty. Marty, of course, is the second generation. His son now runs the company with him. Marty's father, back in 1947, almost 60 years ago, it'll be 60 years in a few months, set up an organic soap company, and it's made in America, right there in Oakland, California. It is the equivalent of 85% off supermarket prices. And you know, I only push stuff I believe in. My wife loves it. She constantly talks about how great it is. My staff all has it. They love it. We use it in the office. And every day now, you hear callers calling going, I just want to say that I got it, and it's so amazing, and I'm saving money, and you can leave it under your arms when you're washing with it, and it doesn't burn you. It doesn't have detergents or toxic chemicals in it. And they've got a, for $14, they've got a tote bag with a sample of everything they've got. It's a great deal. They've got year supplies, month supplies, 4-year supplies. And I was using this for a full 2 years before Marty was a sponsor of this broadcast. Marty, thank you for coming on with us.
Good morning, sunshine.
We really appreciate you coming on, Marty. Tell us about your company. Tell us why your soap is so good. And tell us why it's so different, and now how the public is able to get this.
Well, we make our Pure Soap products with the same love I have with my wife and son. All we want to do is share it with you and your listeners. This is something you will love. I say love. You will love our bath soap, our hair soap, our laundry soap, and dish soap. Not like, but love. So this is what we do. We've been doing it for almost 60 years. And, you know, this morning we got an email from Nikki Graves in Denton, Texas, and she says the soap is wonderful. We tried the sample pack. Now we want it all. And she gave us a large order. I said, Nikki, it's on its way. We really appreciate your listeners trying our products and loving our products, and this is a wonderful goal. And when we say the word Alex Jones, everybody in our plant applauds. You've done so much for us by recommending our bath soap and hair soap and dish soap and laundry soap. There's nothing like it in the country.
Well, explain why your soap is different. Tell us what's in it, and then talk about the savings, because that is real. This is true, folks. Tell them how much money they'll save, and it's made in America.
Well, basically, we don't make detergents. Detergents is a dirty word in our company. We make our products with coconut oils, with vegetable oils. We don't use perfumes. We use natural juices of lemons, of oranges, of cherries. This is what we do. We're very stubborn, very old-fashioned, and very conservative in our thinking for the consumer. So this is what now detergents are made from petrochemicals. That's another word for saying waste petroleum. They use alkalinity products. They use materials that are toxic, that burn the clothing. You think, you know, you look in your lint trap of your dryer and you say, what's this lint? That's broken clothing. The detergents are too strong. When they say stronger than dirt, they mean it. It microscopically breaks down the fiber of the cotton or silk or nylon or wool, and that microscopic breakdown goes right into the dryer. And lint is broken clothing. That's why there's no longevity of your shirts, towels, and underwear and baby clothing.
Well, sometimes we'll be on vacation and you know, use the hotel washing machine, and if my children wear clothes that have been washed in Tide or other detergents, they get little red rashes. My father, growing up, certain brands give him rashes, would give me rashes. That's how toxic this is. And to explain this...
Well, it's called alkali. It's made strong. It's strong so it dissolves the soil and the dirt and the perspiration and the food stains in the clothing.
But I mean, let me break this down for people, Marty, because this is key. After World War II, they had tons and tons and tons, millions of tons from aluminum manufacturing and fertilizer production of sodium and stannous fluoride and other types of toxic chemicals.
Right.
So they just got a national program of propaganda pushed with the psychological warfare Pentagon expert, the Pentagon had hired him, Edward Bernays, the father of modern PR, to push the National Committee on Fluoridation to then put these types of fluoride in the water. So these guys are masters at taking their toxic waste and making it a product. Take depleted uranium. 99% of the uranium they put in bombs they can't use, but it's still radioactive. So now they've served it out into most of the different munitions. It's the same thing with these petrochemical detergents. And folks, you read what's on all of the shampoo, the clothes washing detergents, the stuff you wash your plates on. It's toxic. It's poisonous. The white residues that are on your plates, you're eating off of that. This is a great product I'm bringing you. It's what I've been using now. I keep saying 2 years. I guess Marty's been a sponsor for 6 months now. So 2.5 years I've been using this. And it is not a joke that the smell of the cherries and of the almond oil that is in the bar soap. First, my staff was laughing at me, and I pick up a bar of it and smell it around the office because there's something about the smell, folks. I'm not into smelling things. I don't even really wear cologne. And now I'll look over, and Ryan Slickhuizen or Aaron Dykes or Kevin Smith have got bars of the soap smelling it. It's in our office bathroom. It's what they use at their homes now. This stuff is unbelievably good, and again, that's the way it is. Good things cost you less money. Take Berkey water filters. You think bottled water is good. No, it's very dangerous. We've got stories on that. But you end up saving money with a big Berkey filter over water, bottled water. It's the same thing with this. So in closing, Marty, tell folks about the savings they will get versus buying the toxic garbage at the supermarket.
Well, as an Alex Jones exclusive, we've got a what we call a GCN, more than a, it, in other words, it's an MSRP. Our MSRP, or the manufacturer's retail price, is $295 for a one-year supply. It could last anywhere from 12 to 24 months. The Alex Jones special for this one-year supply is $125, no tax. United Parcel is added to it. It comes out to, and you're ready for this number, $3.50 a week for everything, bath, hair, laundry, dish. Compare that, what it's costing you now in the supermarket for these toxic detergents, $3.50 a week, multiply that out to 52 weeks, and you got $165 total, which includes the United Parcel, includes the soap, and it includes an unconditional guarantee, 100% guarantee to your satisfaction. We want you to be happy and clean and save you a lot of money.
Marty, give them the website and give them the phone number. You can also call and get a free catalog.
Okay. We not only have the one-year supply, we got a sampler pack for $14, weighs out 6 pounds. It's got all the basic products and information that we can United Parcel to your door. You can reach me every day at 800-340-7091, or you can reach us at our website, which is 5-Star Soap. Simple as that. 5-Star, whether it's 5 the number or 5 the letter, 5-Star Soap. You'll have a complete education.
That's 5starsoap.com.
That's correct.
5starsoap.com. Give them that phone number again, Marty.
800-340-7091.
Marty, thank you for being one of the few companies, I guess, left in this country, and thank you for your amazing product. We've got to get it in Whole Foods grocery stores. Have you tried that yet? Because I've been for years buying organic soaps there, and a lot of them are really harsh, super expensive, even more than the normal toxic stuff at the regular grocery store. Have you tried to get your...
Yes, I'll tell you a story about that on our next visit. I'd like to end with a little, little philosophy. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. And today is a gift. That's why they call it the present.
Marty, take care.
Thank you, Alex.
He is something else. I hope you'll give him a call, ladies and gentlemen. All right. You can, if you missed the website address, we've got a link to it on Infowars.com. And, you know, I spent, 8-9 minutes with him because we do that once a month. because he's a great sponsor. I believe in this product. I use it, and it'll save you a lot of money. We like to send good ideas and good products to our listeners, and it makes this broadcast possible as well. So shifting back into the news, 911 panel suspected deception by Pentagon. Some staff members and commissioners of the September 11th panel concluded that the Pentagon's initial story of how it reached and reacted to the 2001 terror attacks may have been part of a deliberate effort to mislead the commission and the public rather than a reflection on the fog of events on that day, according to sources involved in the debate. Excuse me, got something stuck in my throat. Let me read that again. 911 panel suspected deception by Pentagon. Allegations brought to Inspector General. Some staff members and commissioners of the September 11th panel concluded that the Pentagon's initial story of how it reacted to the 2001 terror attacks may have been part of a deliberate effort to mislead the commission and the public rather than a reflection of the fog of events on that day, according to sources involved in the debate. And then you read into the article, and it's really a mountain out of a molehill. They're debating nothing. They're saying, oh, the Pentagon covered up how screwed up their response was and how badly coordinated because they were embarrassed and because they didn't want to be shown as a bunch of imbeciles. When that's not what happened. The Pentagon was told with NORAD to carry out the biggest hijacking drill in world history before that time and after that time on the morning of September 11th. In the 2 weeks before 9/11, they were having multiple drills every day, not just the drills that day. In the year before the event, they were having drills every month. And so they were constantly hearing about hijacked jets, constantly hearing about, how to respond, constantly doing these war games, constantly seeing the Pentagon and the World Trade Center and the CIA and the FBI headquarters and the White House and Capitol Hill and the Sears Tower and the insurance building there in San Francisco, what Travelers Building. On and on and on. There were targets in Canada. All of this happening. And then you had ABLE danger programs, anti-terror training ops, where there were real-life military intelligence officers for months before going on board planes, seeing if they could sneak box cutters on, seeing if they could sneak fake bombs on. You remember hearing about this. Seeing if stewardesses, flight attendants would notice. Well, that's what happened on 9/11. We've got these supposed hijackers, the few who were actually on there whose names really did appear, and who we know supposedly were at least seen at the airports. Most of them have been found to still be alive. And the few, the 10 or 12, depending on which article you look at, who were actually at least around the airport, we know that. No video of them boarding. We know they were trained in secret espionage / spy / coding / flight lessons at U.S. military bases. I mean, they're being run through full spy training. They're being protected. Their embassies, when they leave the country to go to Al-Qaeda summits in Malaysia, embassy heads don't want to let them back in. CIA calls and says, national security, these are our operatives posing as terrorists. The terror data you see in the computers is simply their cover. And then people who we know are U.S. government agents. Do you understand that? We know they're agents. I think this is one of the key issues. We know they're agents, embassy heads, deans of defense language schools, officers at Pensacola, FBI agents are going, hey, we were surveilling them, had informants living with them, and we're told to back off over and over again. Because, again, other areas of intelligence and security pick up on these people and go, hey, we got terrorists, because they're out openly creating a history, a ledger, for later public consumption. The supposed terrorists, the decoys, believe they're testing the establishment, actually testing the FBI, testing defense intelligence. Do you understand? They do this routinely. So they don't understand what's happening. This is compartmentalization. Every time the FBI is about to pounce and arrest them, they're told, back off, back off, back off. Then, for later plausible deniability, they have a few mentally ill, low-grade moron real terrorists who've been recruited by the government, who don't know they're being handled by Arabic-speaking U.S. government agents to carry out terror. The people doing that think they're running a sting operation, and then all it takes is a small group that actually hijacked those jets by remote control and flew them into those buildings. Now there it is laid out how it happened. And then even in this new whitewash they released that, oh, we screwed up, you've caught us red-handed. Yeah, we covered up, but it isn't what you thought. We're not involved in the attacks. We're just big idiots. And we tried to cover that up. You caught us, hoping we'll buy into that. And then even in the tapes they do release, the hundreds of hours they've got, they decide to release these tapes that kind of, in some ways, back up their story. But even in those tapes, it's the controllers at NORAD going, I've never seen so much real world during the exercise. Is this the exercise? Is this part of the exercise? No, this isn't part of the exercise. But exercise. But there's blips all over the screen. There's an exercise going on. What? We'll be right back. And I'll get into some of the Vanity Fair article. And we got a guest coming on. We'll shift gears to the Middle East. And then in the third hour, I'm going to play all of the tapes they've released.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Ralph Showman, who's lived in the Palestinian refugee camps, is really a famous individual involved in so many of the famous movements back in the 60s, and he's been in Palestine recently, will be joining us. We'll get into what Israel's doing right now, moving ground forces into the north of Lebanon, bombarding with their artillery now the north of Lebanon with a ground attack. This is a huge escalation. We'll be getting into that. But, again, you read this Washington Post article about suspected deception by Pentagon and it's totally hollow. Meanwhile, there's a huge article out from Vanity Fair today. 911 Live, the NORAD tapes. How did the U.S. Air Force respond on 9/11? Could it have shot down Flight 93, as conspiracy theorists claim? Obtaining 30 hours of never-before-released tapes from the control room of NORAD's Northeast headquarters, the author reconstructs the chaotic military history of that day and the Pentagon's apparent attempt to cover it up. Now, again, this is written like it's a big expose. The government has hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of hours of NORAD and FAA tapes because, again, there are dozens and dozens and dozens of different flight centers communicating with each other over 3 hours apiece. That comes out to hundreds of hours. They admit they have hundreds of hours. They release 30 hours to Vanity Fair, and Vanity Fair releases, I don't know, what is this, less than 20 minutes of it. But buried in there, they're talking about the drills, and I've never seen, quote, so much real world during an exercise. So this is written like it's an expose, but really it attempts to destroy the idea that the government was involved in the attacks. But you know where you're looking. If you know where you're looking, it does the complete opposite and affirms that there's hijackers on the planes and all of this is going on. It's like the Pentagon releasing to Judicial Watch, and Judicial Watch comes out and says, oh, we're releasing this to destroy the myth that a large passenger plane didn't hit the Pentagon. And then they show the tape, and it's two more views from the same parking lot just a few yards away, because they have like four or five lanes, I guess, going in and going out. So it's each little spot, you know, as you drive through the gates there, as you drive through, it takes pictures of your car for security purposes. They just release two more angles of the exact same thing, and it creates more of a debate, more questions swirling around that now. And I'll tell you why. The government wants us to focus on the Pentagon because it can be endlessly debated till the cows come home. They do not want us to focus on CIA insider trading against American and United at 4,000-plus times any normal level. They don't want us to focus on bombs in the buildings and thermite and thermate. They don't want us to focus on the supposed hijackers being U.S. government agents. They don't want us to focus on the CIA and NORAD running drills of hijacked jets hitting the exact same targets. They don't want us to focus on bin Laden being a known CIA asset or 7 to 9 of the hijackers still being alive, BBC. They don't want us to focus on the U.S. troops already massed in Tajikistan and Uzbekistan. They don't want you to focus on any of that. They don't want you to focus on the history of government-sponsored terror. Our own government has carried out terror attacks and admitted it against foreign countries and our own country to blame it on their enemies time and time again. Now, I'm not criticizing anyone who is talking about the Pentagon. We've talked about it. We've covered it. I just have simply said, why is it the lion's share of the focus, and why does the media choose to predominantly focus on it? That is suspicious. That's all I'm saying. All right, we'll start the second hour with Ralph Showman here in a moment. We'll get him on the horn and look at what's happening in the Middle East, which could lead to World War III.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.